If you have any doubt about just how tightly woven together the global economy has become, just look at your gold ring or necklace. It's worth much more today than only a few weeks ago because of the debt crisis in Greece. The financial turmoil over there has helped send the value of gold soaring here. Instead of euros, investors want to own gold, or green, as in U.S. greenbacks. Joining us to explain what the investing shift means is NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giwex. Hey, Marilyn.
Hi, Rebecca.
So we've been hearing about Greece's debt troubles for a couple of weeks now. What impact does that crisis actually have on American wallets?
It might seem that this turmoil in Greece really shouldn't mean all that much to us here. Greece is a relatively small country, and it's pretty far away. But that's the problem here is that Greece is a member of the European Union, and it uses the euro as its currency. And when Greece has financial troubles, it really hurts all the countries that use the euro. But if countries that are using the euro start drowning in debt, then you have to worry that it isn't all that dependable. You might be investing your savings in a collapsing currency. And there's another concern. Investors everywhere are worried that all this money that the European Union and the International Monetary Fund have been pouring in to fix this debt crisis, that could all lead to inflation in coming years.
So nervous investors or investors who are worried about inflation turn to gold.
Exactly. And more investors want to grab up these tangible assets, things like gold and other metals, too, like platinum, silver. People figure that if inflation were to take off, these things would rise in value, too.
And what about the U.S. dollar? Is that considered a safe investment?
Yes. Economists generally think that the dollar is going to keep heading up because the outlook here really is perking up. You know, if you live in this country, you look around and you're aware of the problems. You know, we have high unemployment, we've got too much government debt, there are people facing foreclosures. But when you look at other Western countries, the United States actually is doing pretty well. We just had some new economic reports that came out on Friday that showed retail sales were up in April, industrial output's been up, and we saw pretty strong job growth last month.
And is a strong U.S. dollar always a good thing?
For the most part, yes, it's a good thing. For one thing, you've got a cheaper goods in the stores. You know, when we have those imports that are made overseas, if we've got a strong dollar, that means our clothes are cheaper, TVs, shoes, Italian cheeses, all those kinds of things tend to go down in price. And another thing that's good about having a positive image for the dollar is that it helps us with our own budget problems. You know, we've got a lot of debt here, too. So these investors who are leery about European investments, they need to put their money somewhere. And, you know, you can't just all buy gold all the time. So they're looking for other things that are safe havens. And that means they're turning to U.S. Treasury securities. That shift is a good thing for us as U.S. taxpayers. Here's the reason. When the Treasury borrows money, it issues bonds. And having lots of global demand for our bonds means that the United States can attract investors without having to offer them a high rate of interest. So great. We taxpayers can finance our country's debts pretty cheaply. And then we've got this other benefit. When we have a lot of our interest rates pegged to the treasuries. So things like home mortgage rates, when treasuries go down, so do home mortgages. And it also allows corporations to borrow money more cheaply because their bonds tend to become cheaper.
So what's the downside? Why do people say that a strong dollar can cut both ways?
Well, for one thing, when the dollar rises, American manufacturers can have a tougher time selling their products overseas. And that's not so great. We want to be able to ship out exports and create more jobs here. And there's one other thing in all of this that, you know, when interest rates are low, okay, it's good for financing debt, but it's frustrating for savers. Low interest rates mean that if you've saved your money and you put it in the bank, you aren't getting much interest for it.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giwex. Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Oh, you're welcome.